much more special is it that one, especially when, you know, Derek had to come out with the injury and he comes back in and leads you guys to victory?
It's being tough. I'm a tough team, tough players. Fight through adversity. Coming out with the win. We ain't blinked not one time. One of the best O-lines I've ever been a part of. Been around. Offensive line really held it down today.
Big moments, big plays. Take us through your 47-yard get up and get it grab.
By any means, you know. I felt like I had a couple bad games. And I wasn't finna let this game go by without making no play, you know. So came out here. One thing on mine is to win every route. We came out with the dub.
It's your style points on that grab. You went up, grabbed it, came down, helmet came off and everything.
I think he ripped my helmet off. Should have been a flag, but we ain't gonna whine about that. Just being tough, man. Whatever it takes, by any means.
Michael, that along that same path, how dangerous is a team that continually just finds ways to win? It's not always pretty, but just continually finds ways to win.
That's a team, and like they said, just win, baby. And we really take that motto seriously. You know, I think we doing it by any means. Like, you're going to have to guard everybody because we got dogs.
Was this a game that you guys would have won last year, or is it this year's team that's
developed
that toughness?
You know what? We're going to worry about this year. You know, okay. We're not going to worry about the past and what the Raiders have been. We're going to worry about today, tomorrow, and this year, you know, what we can do better. You know, trying to take it to the next level, you know.
What did Derek show today, coming back after that nasty-looking finger injury and coming back in?
I mean, week in, week out, he showed heart, you know. Determined to win. It rubs off on everybody around him, you know. DC is a competitor, you know. He's going to compete in everything. So I knew he was going to come back in and do what he had to do. And like I said, man, I love that dude, man. And I love my team. We just working every day trying to get better.
I know the season's got a long ways to go, but how important is it to have this first winning season? You guys got 9 wins, first time since 2002.
I think it's important not to count those, you know. I think it's important to worry about the next game, what's in front of you. I don't think it's really important to worry about, you know, what the past, you know what I'm saying? I think you get caught up in that. I've been on a couple winning teams, and like I said, this team right here is special, and I think we need to focus on what's in front of us.
Crap, you have the... coming out of the game with the altitude, they were coming up, they were rested, they had like almost like a mini bye week. Is this just developed into a team that just, you know, there are no excuses, basically?
It's not. Like I said, I think I had a bad game last week. Ended up with 5 yards. That was probably one of my worst games I ever had. And I was determined to come out here and win, you know, today. And my team had my back, and I had Derek. And like I said, man, I just love this team.
What'd you think of Max Hams in that interception?
I see Max catch passes every day in practice. This ain't nothing. You know, he practicing that, you know, catching and throwing the ball. So, I mean, that's a super athlete. And, you know, that didn't surprise me, but it was an amazing play.
Yeah. What about his black hole leap? Like, that was some good form there, too.
Yeah, I need to get in the end zone so I can see where my black hole leaves. But Mac's a man. Mac, that's my dude.
Is this the most fun you've had playing in the NFL?
It is.
Yeah.
I won't even lie to you. It's the most fun I've had. Mm-hmm. You know, just playing ball, you know. You don't have to worry about nothing but playing ball. Mm-hmm. So that's a blessing, and I'm thankful for that.
Thanks.